I got a text message and a phone call from Phil Rothfield, the sports editor at large of the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, saying that he couldn't join me on a Saturday program because he was jumping on a plane to get to San Francisco to cover this game, which starts very shortly. But as I told you a couple of hours ago, Jarryd Hayne won't be playing. He's been sidelined. Phil Rothfield's on the line. This is one of the greatest rorts you've ever pulled.
How did I know you were going to ring?
This is one of the greatest rorts you've ever pulled in the 32 and a half years I've known you. You've convinced the power brokers at News Limited to put you on some sort of jumbo jet or A330, A380.
Go on, use the word junket. Go on. Yeah.
I'm not going to say junket. However,
I am over here doing a serious sports news story.
He's not playing.
You know how far I've come? I've just Googled, so for your listeners, distance Sydney to San Francisco.
Yes.
I've come 11,940 kilometres.
Yes.
I've spent the last 48 hours adjusting my sleeping patterns and, you know, so I'm fired up for the game. I've been to tailgate parties out in the car park and, you know what? And I walk into the stadium, the great man's not playing. And I knew people like you would find it funny.
He's on the inactive list. You know who should be on the inactive list? You!
Yeah, me.
You! Now, listen, hang on a sec.
Can you believe it, those two?
No. I've now, you know, I'm not part of the Twitter brigade, as you are from time to time.
Mm.
There's a photo here of you using a selfie stick.
That's right, great. So get with the modern media, mate. What I have to do live feeds to our Daily Telegraph website.
Yes.
I don't have camera crews and all research assistants and producers like the big shots back in Sydney. I'm filming myself, okay? So I've got a selfie stick.
Yeah, you've got it. You look like one of the Japanese tourists out at the fish market.
Oh, do I?
Yes, you do.
Look, I'm just doing my best, all right?
But what about this one? This is what will be on the...
Can I tell you an even funny story?
Please do.
Selfie stick?
Yeah, go on.
Mate, I'm walking into the ground probably an hour ago, right?
Yeah.
You know who I bump into?
Who?
Gavin Badger, NRL referee.
The Badge.
You know what's happened to him? The Badge. The Badge has been marched out of the joint by security.
Why?
You know why? Because they didn't want him to bring his selfie stick into the ground. That Badge is heading back to his car with his selfie stick and left the lovely Casey seated inside.
So what did you do with your selfie stick if the Badge couldn't get in?
No, I borrowed mine. I left it back at the tailgate parties with my new friends.
But this will be the... look, Boris Whittaker, your boss, is stopping the presses for tomorrow's Courier Mail and Daily Telegraph. This will be the front page headline. It's a photo taken by your camera of an ice cream freezer. Jarryd Hayne inactive, but at least we get free ice cream in the Levi Stadium press box.
Mate, you should see how good it is. It's unbelievable.
How long are you staying there, do you think?
Who let you onto my Twitter feed?
Don't worry about that. I've got spies. How long are you staying there?
Good. Mate, I'm coming home tomorrow night.
Oh, you've gone all the way
out of there. I might do some other sightseeing and then head home, I think.
This is, as Tippy would say...
But you know what? As soon as I found out, I thought I'm in the time zone of the Hadley Show. I bet he rings. I bet he thinks it's funny and all that sort of...
Well,
so can you just leave me alone?
No. As Chippy would say, in the Richter scale of atrocities that you've performed, this is up there with them.
Yeah, good on you. Anyway, I'm sorry I won't be on air tomorrow, but...
well, you better get back to filing about the ice cream and the selfies, Dick.
Right, can I go now?
Yeah, it'll be your last trip over there. That's Phil Rothfield, the sports editor at large for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, and does appear in the Courier Mail as well. I've noted his byline there. He's flown 12,000 kilometres to find out that Jarryd Hayne's on the inactive list. Oh, dear. What will Paul Whittaker, the editor-in-chief, be saying? Have to reassess the budget, Paul.